Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Alejandro Escobedo and his band.
They fear. me. I've been empty since Sarah.
Good to be here.
I crawl, but I never run. Sometimes I fall away like a setting sun. Well, I believe in truth, but sometimes I lie. Well, everybody says they love me, but I don't know why.
Everything and at all, and all.
step lightly up yourself, and don't be no drag. Got to lively up yourself, cause reggae is another bed.
Come on!
Thank you.
love rolls on. 7 years is just time that's brought you closer to me. Whispers of letters of mine, I love you, Rosa. I love you, Rosa. I love you, Rosa. I love you, Rosa. Thank you very much. Good to be out here. Thank you very much. Been a long time since I played in Iowa.
The
last time I was in Iowa was at Gabe's in Iowa City. Anyway, my name is Alejandro Escarello. I'm from Austin, Texas. I want to introduce from New Orleans, Louisiana, Bruce Salmon on keyboards. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Mr. Brian Standifer on the cello. From Ireland, Scotland, and Houston, Texas, Mr. David Pokingham on guitar. The star of our show, Mr. Mark Andes from the band Spirit, JoJo Gunn. Mark Andes on the bass guitar, everybody. All the way from El Paso, Texas, on the border. And these lights remind me of the border. I'm all ready to pull my green card out or something, huh? All the way from the border of El Paso, El Chuco, Mr. Hector Munoz on the drum. Hector had a typical fly day today. He got stuck in Dallas and then Chicago and just barely got here. They lost all his bags, all his clothes, and that's why he's wearing a Longhorn t-shirt tonight. It's like a laundry day or something, huh? So anyway, here we are. It's good to be in Iowa. It's a very chilly night here for us, but it's cool. And I'm going to do a song now. This is a song that's off of this album I just put out called The Boxing Mirror. It's out on Back Porch Records. It was produced by Mr. John Cale from the Velvet Underground. I hope you guys know. And this is a song, probably the first song I wrote. I was out of commission for a couple of years. I was unable to play because of an illness that I had, and I was dealing with that. And I want to thank all of you who supported me during those lean years, those scary years. Thank you very much. And I just want to say, this is the first song that I wrote during those 2 years. I was on some heavy medication. And not the kind that I enjoy, you know, the kind I'm forced to take. And my father passed away during those 2 years that I was dealing with this thing. And he was 97 years old. He had a very, very full life. He was born in a little town called Saltillo, Mexico, which is in the state of Coahuila in northern Mexico. And my father influenced me very, very much and also inspired me to write songs because he was a storyteller and a guitar player himself. And he did many things in his life. He went in search of his parents when he was 12 years old, found them in Luling, Texas, outside of San Marcos, where he was also a migrant worker. He was a singer in work camps. He sang in mariachi bands in the 30s. He was also a prize fighter, a great pool hustler, looked great in a suit, sang beautifully, and had 12 children as a result of all those talents, I think, you know? So, not only that did he have 12 children, but he had 8 of which are professional musicians, you know? So my father's contribution to American culture was pretty profound, I think, you know? And I tell you that story because these lights are reminding me of the border, and my father crossed when there weren't these kind of lights at that time, you know? And I just wanted to say, you know, in this time when they want to build walls on the border,
who did he think is going to build the walls? You know, it's going to be all these Chicanos that are going to build the wall and then lock us up afterwards, I guess. I guess that doesn't apply here in Iowa. Because imagine a wall.
Romance and Durango.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Wall stuff.
Okay.
So this is a song that I wrote for my mother after my father passed away, and it's a song called Evita's Lullaby, and I wanted to sing a song for her that reminded her of all the memories that I have of them, and the most vivid memory being of them dancing, because they would always dance at the drop of a hat, and he would always sing to her, and I know he loved her very, very much, and so this song goes out to her because she's not feeling well. She's in the hospital right now, so... It's called Evita's Lullaby, and it's also called Evita's Lullaby because my mom changed her name. After the Madonna movie came out, she changed it to Evita. So. I mean, that's the kind of family I come from. It explains the psychiatric bills that I have to fill in.
Girl with you. I was drunk, I was damp, I was wandering around my bed. I was drunk, I was damp, I was wandering around my bed. I called out your name. Thank you.
one more song for you. I want to thank you very much for coming out to see us. Good to see Lon again. This is a song we stopped doing for a while because it ended up on President Bush's top 10 iPod list, and so we dropped the song for a long time. We were humiliated by that. But we figure now, since he's on his way out, we're going to do it again. We always dedicate this song to Joe Strummer, you know, because I miss Joe Strummer very much. And this one goes out to the Black Crowes again tonight from us. We love you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. We love you very much.